right. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discali episode. It is June 13th, 2025, just 1 minute past 11 a.m. A kind of nice day today in Vancouver. I don't know. I'm feeling kind of indifferent. It's kind of gray. It's kind of cloudy, but it's still kind of warm, like enough to wear just a hoodie. So you're chilling. Yeah. Welcome back to Discali. Before I do get into the episode, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Guys, it is a fun day today because I know I haven't had a guest speaker with me in a while. It's been a bit of a moment. I've been very busy and trying to get people to coordinate some times, and, you know, having a person on the show means that they also get to pick out the album, because I usually like to do an album that they like and that they're very passionate about, and an artist that they like as well. But before we do get into that and introduce our guest for today, I do want to give you guys a bit of a show run through if you guys are new here on Discali and have never been joining us for one of our episodes. Basically, this is the show about music. This is the show where we talk about all things music and all things genres and musicality, as well as artists and art discography. I mean, this is the place to add to the discourse. Basically, what we do is that we pick one artist, one mainstream artist, and we go through one of their specific projects, one of their specific albums or even EPs, and we dissect it a little bit more. We dive deeper into it. We talk about some of the music. We talk about the story behind it. We give some background knowledge on it. We also go into the artist and like how they came to be, what type of genres do they sing in, and that kind of sort of stuff. We go into the project, we talk about even the LP pressings, we also talk about their tours, and then that's about two-thirds of the show. I say that relatively generously because sometimes I go overboard and then we only have 15 minutes for the rest of the show. But basically for the last third of the show, we move on to our discovered artist of the week, which is basically I like to bring someone who is relatively similar to that artist, that mainstream artist that we're doing, so that I can provide the segue or this kind of bridge, so that you guys can be like, oh, if you like this artist, maybe check this person out. Usually this is where I like to keep it, a Canadian artist, also emerging artists, to kind of give them a bit of representation. And that's how it works here on Discali. But without further ado, we're going to get straight into it and also introduce our guest for today. I brought in Max. Hi, Max.
Hey, Oliver.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty, pretty good, and I'm very excited to have you on. It's been a moment and a while since I've had a guest on here to help me dissect an artist, and this is actually an artist that I do know who they are. I don't know the most of them because, I mean, it's not that I'm not a big fan, but I will say this is an artist that I haven't really dove into that much, but I know that you love them so much.
Yeah, and I feel like this is the perfect opportunity to dive into them because it's summer and
that's true.
This is their energy.
This is their energy. We're talking about Dominic Fike. So Dominic David Fike was born on December 30th, 1995, which makes him just 29 years old, born in Naples, Florida. So he is American. He is a singer, songwriter, rapper, and actor. For those who don't know, what was he? Was he in Euphoria?
I didn't know he was an actor. That's sick.
He is an actor. I think he was in Euphoria. I might be getting this wrong. I've actually never watched Euphoria before. I actually do get a lot of heat because of it. I know it's a great show. A lot of people love it, but it's just like, I don't know. It never really caught my vibe. I know there was a lot of memes and a lot of like Rue, when was this? You know, that kind of stuff. But anyways, he has been present in the music industry since 2017 and still continues to make music today. He is alternative hip hop, rap, rock, pop rock, indie pop, and indie rock as well. So there's a lot of genres there. Honestly, for those who have been with me here on Discali, I don't love when artists are put into the genre of alternative. I just feel like people get thrown into that genre when they just have so many different genres that they like to experiment with. As in here, we can see hip hop, rap, rock, pop rock, indie pop, indie rock. Because anyone can be alternative as long as they don't follow like one specific genre. So don't love sometimes being thrown into alternative, but I mean, sometimes if you are really the alternative genre, that's okay as well. His label is Columbia Records, so a pretty well-known label, and Dominic Fike had a huge spike in his career after his hit single, Three Nights, and that is actually when I actually came to know him, because I remember I was in my friend's car, my friend Jamina, literally miss her. If you're out there, Jamina, I love you, miss you, we should catch up, but my friend Jamina's car, and I remember she was driving us back home, and she played Three Nights, and I remember I was like, this song is so fun, it's like so like, I mean, I think the lyric says like palm trees and stuff, there's like a lyric there somewhere, but it very much, I felt like I was in the summer. I mean, I think that's Dominic Fike's vibe, he can just catch that summer vibe and catch that, that kind of like relaxation, but also kind of groovy kind of feel. But yeah, Three Nights kind of really brought him into the stage. He only has two albums so far, the What Could Possibly Go Wrong that was released in 2020, so prime COVID time. And then we have Sunburn that was released in 2023. And he just actually released an EP called 14 Minutes, which is actually exactly 14 minutes of music. Thank you very much, Dominic Fike. But that is not, yeah, that is not that is not the project that we will be doing today. We will be doing the Sunburn album. So what do you know about the Sunburn album?
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's honestly, it's so good. I don't know very much like history or like facts or like stuff behind most things, but I do know that like with this album in particular, he dives a lot into his like adolescence experience, and I think you can really tell just by the sound of most of the songs. Like, it sounds like you're listening to like a Disney Channel like backing track. You know, like Livin' Maddie or like Good Luck Charlie, like those type of energy. But yeah, no, it's just, it's so good. It's such like a summer, it's just banger after banger.
Yeah, I remember when he first released it, it was one of those albums where I was like, oh, I should listen to it. I'll get to it. I never actually got to it, which I'm sorry. I apologize. There's just like so much music coming out in 2023. 2023 for me was like the year I was also getting into concerts. So it was like Beyonce, Daniel Caesar, Coldplay, Billie Eilish. It was just like Oshiega. It was just like so much. But unfortunately, I didn't get to it. But I finally did, and that's why we're doing it today. So Sunburn album was released July 7th, 2023, under the genre of pop rock. So actually not alternative, even though Apple Music has it on alternative, but pop rock. We have producers such as Julian Cruz, Dominic Fike himself, as well as Kenny Beats. And there was four singles released with this album. We have Dancing in the Courthouse, Ant Pile, Mona Lisa, and Mama's Boy. Any of those singles, like, or those... Any standouts for you?
Well, I'll just hit it right off the bat. Mama's Boy, at the end, he says Max Maximilian, or the like. There's a girl voice, mm-hmm. and she says Max Maximilian. So clearly it was written for me.
For you.
Specifically. Mm-hmm. And I am a Mama's Boy, I'm not going to lie.
So. Yeah. So we're going to be playing that song, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Exactly, 100%. And then Mona Lisa was actually one of the singles that was used in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which is a very also famous film that came out during that time. That I think, I don't know if it was the sequel for Across the Spider-Verse, Through the Spider-Verse. I know there was two movies of Spider-Verse, but I just can't remember. But yeah, that's a little bit of a backstory with Sunburn. If you don't have anything else to add, I mean, I was just going to hop straight away into the music.
Go for it.
Yeah. You got it? All right. Well, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we're going to start off with Dominic Fike, and this is How Much Is Weed?
Faded from it. If I could go back and tell you how it ends, I would have done it. Don't let down. Don't let down. Friends and family took the outlet to Miami. Got caught up in all my babies. Got no daddy. Can you send me something? I can't do all of the shouting on an empty stomach. I can't find myself, no balance in this emptiness. By long way down, she meant the hole. I dug myself. I can't keep control of myself. Sometimes I just don't know my. It's all in my head. Mama told me don't be shy. I see no say, let's get this. Watch out fast, I switch this. Went out the gears, they stunned me. Watch my brother now, why you can't. Hey, shut up, the boys ain't coming outside. When I'm outside doing my dance, and I might joke. And joke, and joke, and joke. And y'all remember when I couldn't make ends. Then I made M's and the shit made sense. I'll be looking through the photo album, but the color faded from it. If I could go back and tell you how it ends, I would've done it. Don't let down. Friends and family never cared about the Grammys. Till I grew up out the hand-me-downs and bought the family house. I be looking through the photo album. You remember all the good old days? K-Swiss and Polo down. And mama had to put a down payment by herself. And ain't nobody even try to help. She went to jail and shit went left. And I was left. I did my best. I needed rest. I got arrested. Everybody looking at me like I'm not invested. You know how hard I was stressing. Please don't call me with weekend plans. I'm ripping out all my hair. And I don't even dance. But sometimes I like to. I've been looking through the photo album, but the color faded from it. If I could go back and tell you how it ends, I would've done it. Don't look down. Don't look down.
All right. Welcome back. That was How Much Is Weed by Dominic Fike off of his Sunburn album. You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now, tell me why you love that song so much.
Everything.
What is it?
Everything about it. I don't know. It's just like, it's a song that you just like, you bounce to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're just like, there's something, okay, this is going to sound very specific and very niche, but it's giving like a green Jeep Wrangler or brown, like a copper tone Jeep Wrangler, and you're like driving along like a cliff edge type thing, but there's like a mountain on one side and the ocean on the other.
Yeah.
And you're doing the like hand wave thing out your window, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
I don't know what it is, but this song, it just like embodies that.
Right. I have a song that gives a similar vibe. I literally had to search up what a Jeep Wrangler is. God forbid I don't know anything about cars. But
it's my dream car.
I understand that vibe. I think of the same vibe with Omar Apollo's Go Away song. I love that song, Go Away. The entrance of it, I'm just like, I just want to, it's one of those songs where I just like actually want to come out of the sunroof and I just want to put my hands up and just like,
exactly,
you know? And yeah, that cliffside with like maybe like the little ocean on the side and it's just like one way road and you're just like with friends. And
I'm like, glad you understood that very like.
I get the vibe. That's why I was like immediately I thought Omar Apollo. But I guess that this makes sense. I did want to kind of look a little bit into it because I feel like a lot of people might think of Dominic Fike as someone who is very much like, you know, maybe alternative, a little indie pop. But I mean, he very much shows that he can mix both genres together with rap. I mean, he was pretty much spitting bars there for a bit. I was like, is he going to breathe? Is he not going to breathe? But yeah, that's a bit of like how Dominic Fike's style is. I mean, he does kind of like, quote unquote, tone it down at some point where he kind of, you know, takes a little bit of like a less speed in his lyrics. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of go into a little bit of Dominic Fike's life. I know that he was very much loved, and then he was just a little bit in a controversial like area after he broke up with Hunter Schafer. Hunter Schafer is an actress as well as I'm pretty sure like a model. I mean, she is gorgeous. But there was some scandal between why they broke up. I can't remember if Dominic Fike did a little, you know, something wrong or something here, but I know he was under a bit of heat for a bit, and this was also during the time when he released Sunburn in 2023. So maybe that might have impacted the way that Sunburn was, you know, received by both his fans as well as external audiences. But yeah, that's kind of a little fun fact about Dominic Fike. I love to talk about the vinyl pressings of albums. I love talk about how many pressings an artist can have for an album, as well as like if the pressing matches the album cover. The album cover is actually pretty intricate. It's very like summery indie vibes. It's just of this like girl, Ginger, with I think like sunscreen. A sunscreen on her face. I don't know, it's like kind of like dots of sunscreen. And then there's like really cool collage. I mean, it's very much like a summer album
and a sunburn on like the back of her shoulder.
And a sunburn, yeah, 100%. They only have one pressing. It's only black. I'm kind of sad. It could have been fun to like do like a sun splash or something. I don't know, it would have been kind of a cool way to do it, but that's the only pressing I could find. I mean, I could be wrong, but sunburn pressing LP. Just black. Yeah, even an orange would have been cool, even a red, but no, it was just black. It's okay.
I feel like maybe it matches the vibe of the album though, because like he likes to keep his music very like simple.
Very simple.
If that makes sense. You know, like there's like a lot of songs, like yes, there's like obviously like stuff behind it and stuff, but a lot of them focus heavily on like guitar and like keeping it very like simple and like campfire-esque, you know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe he was trying to carry that through the vinyl, you know, like keep it simple.
Black.
Yep. I don't know. I'm trying to give him anything.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, let's see how simple he kept it here on this next song called Ant Pile. You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
First grade, somebody tied you to an ant pile, and that wasn't even the worst day. Back then you knew I always liked you. We went to high school, and on the first day, you pushed me up against a brick wall. You pushed me up against the locker, said let's get home before your mom does. world held me like you never. In the middle of, in the middle of, I started to feel dead. In the middle of, in the middle of, and that was when you cursed. In the middle of, in the middle of. Ninth grade, I picked you up before the first date. You were allergic to your entree. You couldn't pasta and the movie was awful. I said, let me get a redo anywhere you wanna go and you can pick it up. What's the worst thing to happen next evening? A tire burst, the fireworks in the theater, the higher ups to tell you what you can't eat, where you can't go, how to dress, how to act decent. I've seen you fall to pieces, seen you completely naked. There's no more ways you can surprise me since you looked at me dead.
In the middle of, in the middle of,
held me like you never.
In the middle of, in the middle of,
started to feel dead.
In the middle of, in the middle of,
I was when you kissed.
All right, welcome back. That was Ann Pyle by Dominic Fike off of his album Sunburn. Personally, after listening to pretty much this whole album yesterday, Ann Pyle was my favorite.
Yeah.
It just kind of has this jumpy feel to it.
Exactly.
Like, I think it's like the kind of like the drum pattern in the background. I just feel like there's like a hop in it, which just like usually sometimes there are songs where like you have to hop to it yourself, but this one just like kind of feels automatic somewhat. But I was going to say, I mean, we did see a little bit of a toned down version with his lyrics there in the beginning, but then pretty much once he got into like a bit of the groove, he started rapping again. So that's what we can expect with Dominic Fike. I know I also mentioned it to you that his songs are relatively short, actually. All of them pretty much span 2 minutes except Mona Lisa at 3 minutes and 6 seconds. But yeah, he kept it kind of concise. We have 15 songs on the album, totaling about 39 minutes. Which is like a pretty good length for an album, I would say. But tell me, you got excited there with the little... You like that beginning?
So much,
yeah.
Because it just like you said, like you just start like jumping. Yeah. Like it's just something about it.
I will say, I didn't actually expect the first time that I listened to Ann Pyle for it to go in like that direction with like kind of the jumpy beat, because we get introduced with the electric guitar very early on. I thought that was going to be consistent, but then the electric guitar kind of like goes away. It's just kind of the introduction of the song, which is kind of fun. Going down the track list after Ann Pyle, we do have Think Fast, which is featuring or in collaboration with Weezer. Are you a fan of Weezer?
I am like a mid fan. Like I listen to a few of them. I feel like Ant Pile, like the beginning of it, especially with the guitar you were talking about, kind of gives Weezer energy, but just like the beginning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I definitely don't listen to Weezer that much. I know a lot of people like Weezer. I think Weezer gets mixed into, what was that other artist that I was listening to the other day? Still Woozy. Kind of like similar vibes-ish. But yeah, Think Fast is track number 3. And then we have track number 4, which is actually the next song that we will be playing. Sick. Do you like Sick?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe we should refresh a little?
I feel like it's definitely like up there. I don't know. It's like, it's definitely, yeah.
Yeah. We'll take a listen to it and then come back and give some more opinions on what we think of Sunburn. You're listening to Discolly here on CATR 101.9 FM. You're so high, if I could be there for you. Still come down, I wouldn't even try. Cause you make me, and I make you. And we can't be, cause I'm still in love. Blame it on you. Blame it on you. Oh, the way she used to dance when the music turned down, 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 down. The way she'd take your hands just to pull her shirt down. Okay, bro, I hate the tone that she takes when she goes out on a vacation. She goes out all of the time. Oh, how does she get so high? Cause you make me, and I make you. And we can't be, cause I'm still in love. Blame it on me. Okay, 1, 2, 3. I know that everybody has their thing. Yours was trying to take a half of me. I was a heavier before I met you. 4, 5, 6, blood loss. You know how to get under my skin. Love clots, I know that it went over your head. I was a heavier.
make me sick, and I make you sick, and we can't be friends, 'cause I'm still in love. So tired. If I could sleep there for you, I'd leave your side in the middle of the night. 'Cause you make me, and I make you, and we can't be friends, 'cause I'm still in love with you. But I hate all your features, and I wish I didn't meet you. You make me sick.
Attention, attention, attention. All artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, D-U-L-F.ca.
All right, welcome back to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that was Sick by Dominic Fike off of his album Sunburn. Give us some thoughts.
Honestly, I think it's sick.
Ha ha.
Mic drop. Except the mic's on the stand, so it won't drop. Anyways, honestly, I think it sounds like the I know I already mentioned this at the beginning of the show, is like an overall idea of the album, but like this song in particular is exactly what I'm talking about when I'm saying like it sounds like Disney Channel. Like it's giving like opening montage, they're all like laughing, whatever, like they're all siblings somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. Kind of like the, you know, when they introduce all the characters.
Exactly.
Like, oh my God. This is like the quirky mom who has like three kids, you know? Yeah, that's very much like Good Luck Charlie. No, I agree. It's very it's very Disney Channel coded. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This actually made me think of something that I was having a conversation with, was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago with our friend Izzy. We started making a playlist. Oh, I forget what she called it. injuries and conditions, I think.
Yeah, perfect for you.
And so and it was basically like this playlist that only contains songs of like that are titled based off of like an injury condition. So it's like bruises, like broken heart, and sick. Like sick can literally go into it. But it was really funny because we were like, wow, there's like a lot of songs that like kind of contain this kind of title. What was it? Oh, In My Blood by Shawn Mendes was another one that we were talking about.
Is it one about asthma?
Probably.
Out of breath.
out of breath. Or like breathless. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Medieval.
but it just, yeah, kind of reminded me of that kind of playlist that we were going on. But it was actually like a fire playlist. Too bad I don't have Spotify to be added on it, but it's okay.
Speaking of, this is somewhere I can actually jump in with like good, useful knowledge.
Okay.
Did you know that yesterday?
Oh.
There was a Spotify outage.
Oh.
It stopped working.
Oh.
I had to raw dog the bus.
Ah, God forbid.
I know. I had to like actually like listen to the real world.
Tough.
So Dominic Fike. What do you mean?
You had to like sing Dominic Fike yourself. You had to be Dominic Fike.
I actually performed for the entire bus.
Right.
I got up right next to the, I was about to say conductor. Mm-hmm. I guess he's not really a conductor. He's a bus driver. I got up next to the bus driver and I gave a little concert.
Yeah. But speaking of concerts, Dominic Fike in Oshiega, or should I say lack thereof? What happened? You went to Oshiega the year after I did. I went in 2023 and you went in 2024. Now, what happened?
Okay, so obviously Oshiega, there was a lot of great artists. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat, there was SZA and Noah Kahan, which, not to be basic, but they're like some of my top artists, like for sure. I'm kind of sad that Billie wasn't there like she was your year. But an artist I was really looking forward to and the artist that like pushed me to actually buy the tickets was Dominic Fike. Mm-hmm. I get there and the day of his show, like I'm literally like, already at Oshiega, like on my way to his stage. I find out he's no longer playing. I don't even like see an announcement or anything. It's just like you open, like Oshiega has an app and I open the app and he just wasn't on the schedule anymore. Yeah. But I was already at his stage. So I decided to like listen to the artist who was there and I found my newest, like most favorite artist, even more than Dominic Fike, even more than SZA, even more than Noah Kahan. Yeah. Can't say this their name.
Do you wanna spell it out?
FCUKERS.
There you go.
It's spelled like a swear word, but with like an extra K. So yeah, again, FCUKERS. My favorite artist, and they're coming to Vancouver.
And we're going.
Oh yes.
July 17th.
Absolutely.
Fortune Sound Club.
See you there. Join us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad because I know that Dominic Fike did inevitably not go. I was actually kind of cheesed that I wasn't at that Oshiega, but it's okay. But then he reannounced that he's actually going this year. So for those going to Oshiega 2025, Dominic Fike will be there. Hopefully he doesn't cancel. I'm guessing he won't. If not, that would be a really bad look, I guess, to cancel a show twice.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years in a row. But I'm sorry.
I'm sure he had a valid reason, and that's totally okay.
Yeah, 100%.
And like, even if he didn't have a valid reason, everyone needs a break every once in a while. Everyone just needs to take a breath.
Especially during that specific like July to August, all of the Lollapaloozas are happening, all of like the Oshiegas, all of the thousand different, you know, music festivals happen. I'm sure artists probably need a break.
So absolutely.
It's understandable.
Have a nice little tea.
But I know it's tough. Like I would have cried if Billie Eilish canceled, like truly.
It's okay, because I got to meet my new favorite artist, which I would not have seen if not. So
I originally was going to actually go see, I actually had an artist also cancel when I was in Oshiega. It was Aya Nakamura, which I know that you actually like as well. Well, it was one of the albums that was actually in the running for today's show.
Yep.
But she actually inevitably ended up canceling. And then to replace her, we had Charlotte Cardin. Charlotte Cardin. At that time.
I love that name.
I know, Charlotte Cardin. It's like, such like a...
It's so Quebec.
Yeah, it's so Quebec. But she ended up replacing Aya Nakamura, which is funny because they both kind of sing in French in in ways. And I didn't know who she was. I just knew she was popular in Quebec because everyone was like, oh my God, like, yay. Well, you know, freaking out and everything. And I saw Charlotte Cardin in passing because, again, I didn't know her. And I was just trying to get to the other stage. And literally during that time, she was playing Someone I Could Love, which ended up being one of my favorite songs actually ever. And she ended up coming to Vancouver, and my friend Antonio, or our friend Antonio, ended up also really, really liking her. And we ended up bonding over it, and we went to go see her at the PNE for like those summer festival concerts. And it was phenomenal. It was so great. I love her so much. And ever since then, I've just looked up to Shaw Lakana. So truly, what a way to get a positive experience out of a quote-unquote negative one.
Exactly.
Of someone canceling. So
I gotta say, I love PNE. They be throwing off the best concerts.
Yeah, Meghan Trainor's coming this summer. Actually? I like low-key want to go. I was like, that's such a throwback. Like, Meghan Trainor? Anyway, whatever. I feel like we've been... Oh, 11:31. Let's get into a little bit more music. We're going to be playing Mona Lisa. I'd probably say like the most famous song off of this album. No?
Not in my opinion.
Well, not... Well, okay, what's the most famous one?
I'd say like How Much Is Weed is probably up there.
Really? Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I would assume Mona Lisa because of the...
Maybe just like amongst my like granola people, like... I don't know what it is about the song. It just like attracts them. It's like you're literally sprinkling granola on the ground, except it's How Much Is Weed, oh, and they all come running.
All right, well, let's see which one kind of attracts more of the indie people, Mona Lisa or How Much Is Weed. You're listening to Scully here on CATR, and this is Mona Lisa by Dominic Fike. Mona Lisa, hey.
Mona Lisa. Love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Look, I can see your face in the Parisian paintings, the Mona Lisa. I can hear your voice in the streets and the TV stations and the police. I can feel the strains on my wrist. I don't need these bracelets of all the things that she keeps in cages. I'm her least favorite. And she said I was about to give you all of me on all the weekends, and all I wanted was apologies and all of your bed. Over my heels, falling on my head, but all of my fears were already dead. And if I could rewind it for you, if you could remind me of what I felt before I felt for your idea of love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Mona Lisa. Like your space and distance, yeah. You don't take admissions. They told you not to date musicians, yeah. But can't make you listen. Stick to the ones who let you make all the decisions and look the other way. And you already know what your mother say. And you already know I'm a number away. I was about to give you all of me on all the weekends, and all I wanted was apologies and all of your bed. Over my heels, falling on my head, but all of my feels were already dead. And if I could rewind it for you, if you could remind me of what I felt before I felt for your idea of love, love is when you try to place it out your mind, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. And love is when you try to make it out alive, but you can't turn the radio down, and you can't think of anyone else. Mona Lisa, yeah, Mona Lisa.
Welcome back to Discali here on CITR 101.9 FM, and talk about a Spider-Verse vibe. Wow.
Very, very Sunflower.
I was actually just telling you during the little break, it just gives me very much like a Post Malone vibe, but still very much like rappy feel. We can definitely see Dominic take that more rap vibe to it. Even a little bit R&B, I will say. But yeah, I can definitely see this as like something that... what's his name? The character?
This is really bad, but I've never actually seen the movie.
You've never seen them? Oh my god. Mason went as him for Halloween.
I know.
Spider-Verse. Okay, wait. Pause. Miles. I was going to say Milo. Miles Morales. Right. There we go.
I just know there's one that's a pig.
Yeah. Yes.
No, like literally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was you're right. But I was just like,
that one was my favorite.
This is just like one of the songs that is just like very much like he's listening to while he's like trying to concentrate and everything, and then out of nowhere is like a conflict, right? But yeah, love the song actually. I think Mona Lisa might be more my vibe than How Much Is Weed. Listen. But How Much Is Weed is a really good song. I will also acknowledge that. It's just because it's a little bit more R&B and I'm more of an R&B kind of guy, you know?
Okay, you just don't know how to vibe. Like, that's not my issue.
Sorry.
If you don't know how to vibe, you don't know how to vibe.
Yo, I'm just trying to catch a vibe. Anyway, we're going to move on to the 9th track off of this album. Just after Mona Lisa, we have Bodies, and we're going to be going into the title track. We got Sunburn. Don't sunburn your body, actually. You should know better.
Oh.
All right, you're listening to the Scully here.
From the suns, baby went to class and graduated to get her paycheck. Baby done had a baby, now the baby daddy ain't in the picture. I'm on this music. Mama went to jail, we was hungry. I'm on this music. Everyone grew up and got comfy. I'm on this music, dog. Who you call when you don't got the money for school at all? Mama crying, think about one day how we could lose it all. I would die before that happened. I'm picking a strap up before you picking my slack up, baby. Same but different days where I'm from. I was screaming, feel a strain in my lungs. Yeah. When I die, baby, lay me in the sun. When I die, baby, lay me in the sun.
Hold on, Mr. Mina, can you slow down? Slow down, you missed the Mina. Can you hold on?
Drop off, heard he got picked off in the parking lot. He should've stashed the brick in a body shop. Brody got jammed as a juvie, we call it child locking. Before he was playing with that toolie, he had a scholarship. And now I'm in his range, going 50, going 60, going 200, going through something, trying to run from my true colors. Ooh, I got some nerve talking to you like I know you, cause I know you. It's the same from FLA up to the know ya. And I told you, same but different days where I'm from. I was screaming, feel a strain in my lungs. And when I die, baby, lay me in the sun. When I die, baby, lay me in the sun.
Sunburn indeed. Welcome back to the Scully here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that was Sunburn by Dominic Fike off of his album Sunburn. Definitely a lot more rappy. A lot more rappy than we've seen. How do you feel?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I really like it. It's definitely like, it's, oh, the thing is, it has a very different energy from the rest of the album for sure. You know what I mean? Like, we've talked a lot about how like they're all very like upbeat, very bouncy, very like energy inducing. This one I feel like is a song that I would like put my headphones on, lie down in my bed, and just like stare at my ceiling and just like absorb it.
Interesting.
You know
why? Because it's just like a lot more like production and stuff.
Yeah, I think so. And it's like it feels more like, I don't know, there's just something about it. Like, I think it's also like the way he's singing is like definitely a lot slower. Like, we've talked a lot about how like in most of his songs like he switches up between like the fast and the slow. But he focuses more on the fast, like either rapping or singing.
Yeah.
But I think this song really focuses on like, what's the word for like, beats in, but not beats in, like oh, anyways, it really like focuses on like the slower sound.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely think it's not my favorite, but I do like the rap.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah,
I'll let it slide this time. I agree.
But this does show how, like, I mean, we've seen it. We've seen like a bit of R&B there with Mona Lisa. We've seen rap. We've seen a bit of rock. We've seen a bit of like pop, like indie pop and Ant Pile.
Oh my God, he's alternative.
He's alternative. That's how people are just gonna throw him in. But anyway, we got one last song for Dominic Fike before we move into our Discovered Artist of the Week, and that is gonna be Mama's Boy, as suggested by Max.
The original, the OG Mama's Boy.
And the OG Mama's Boy. All right, you're listening to Discovery here on CATR 101.9, and this is Mama's Boy by Dominic Fike.
Runyons. My new album, Above the Clouds and On the Ground, encompasses everything I love the most about making music. As a singer-songwriter, I am passionate about digging into the experiences of life and creating something with intention, meaning, and growth. While this album takes its inspiration from my own transformational experiences as of late, it's also for you. Life is hard. Hope is magical. Perspective allows us to balance both. With this album, my purpose is to lift people up into the clouds while keeping them grounded by what can be the harshness of reality. It's about humanity, hope, and healing. Above the Clouds and On the Ground is available wherever you love to listen to music. You can also visit alexrunyons.com. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
That I was a king without a queen, a sun without a moon, a life without a dream. Yeah, that's me without you, a dusk without.
Randophonic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophonic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, and welcome back here on Discolly. That was Dominic Fike with Mama's Boy, coming to an end for our mainstream artist section of the week. As I said, I always say two-thirds is very generous, but very, very, very wrong, because now we are into the last fourth of the show. Well, Max, thank you for giving me your intel and opinions on Mr. Dominic Fike.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't given very much intel or opinion. I feel like I'm just like, yeah, it's just like, there's something about it, you know? It's just like a vibe.
No, you definitely added to the discourse here. But we're going to get into our discovered artist of the week, which, for those who don't know, I usually go into it blind as well. I kind of don't know what I'm going to listen to. I mean, I know a little bit about their sound and how they can kind of relate, but I go into it blind so that you can also go into it blind, because you don't know.
Oh, I'm so blind. I don't even know who it is.
A lot of people might not also know who this person is, but we are going to be introducing Ren for short.
Ooh.
Ren for short is the name of the artist. And it's because her full name is actually Lauren Eisenberg, born May 7th, 2002. So she's 23 years old. She's from Toronto, Ontario. She does alternative pop and bedroom pop. She also, you know, she sings, she plays the bass, she plays guitar. She's actually Geffen and Interscope Records, so she has a pretty good record label. And she has one album called Dear Amelia that she released in 2022, but that is not the project that we're going to be doing today. We're going to be doing A Girl's Experience, her recently released EP, actually released just last week, June 6th, 2025. And we'll be listening to it and just having a bit of fun, giving our you know, intel.
Two guys give intel on a girl's experience.
On a girl's experience, I know. Okay, we're going to be looking a little bit more into the actual music and maybe a little bit less on relatability. Let's turn to a podcast here. We're going to start off with the first song off of the EP called Feeling Good. So you're listening to here to Discolly on CATR 101.9. All right, welcome back. That was the first song off of A Girl's Experience by Ren for short called Feeling Good. Definitely that nice summery vibe, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, actually, I just had to put my headphones back on and like sit back down because I was jumping around.
Yeah, you're having a little dance battle against yourself there for a second, hey?
Well, we didn't have to say it against myself.
No,
I just, make it sound sad.
No. It was so fun. It was nice to see you hop around here. I was just like looking up and down, up and down as he just went up. But yeah, good song, hey?
Yeah.
Nice introduction.
I really like this artist.
Yeah, let's get into it a little bit more. We have On My Way, which is the second track off of A Girl's Experience EP by Ren for short. So without further ado, here we go. She is indeed on her way to like a summer vibe, maybe. I'm loving Ren for short.
On her way to a summer vibe.
That was on my way.
On her way to catch a vibe.
Exactly, to catch a vibe.
No.
Have you seen that video of like the grandma, what did you do? I caught a vibe.
No, you haven't
seen that video?
No.
I gotta send
it
to you.
Okay.
I need to send it to you. She's like really old, and that's why it's really funny. But
she's really old.
She's really old because she's like, I caught a vibe. Anyway,
I'd be TikTok famous if I was 80.
That was Throwback. On My Way, A Girl's Experience EP by Ren for short. I do want to announce up next, because we are coming to the last 5 minutes of Discali before we play the last two songs, that up next at 12 we have Dave Radio Presents, a new episode of The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around for a new episode with Dave.
We're finna eat.
Exactly. Eclectic Lunch. Moving on to Pretend to Like Me by Ren for short here on Discali for A Girl's Experience EP.
I know we're just friends, but could you call me again and say you wanna try this over? We can make it discreet, it doesn't matter.
Thank you so much, Ren for Short. I interrupted. That was Ren for Short. Pretend to Like Me off of A Girl's Experience EP. Love that song. Definitely a lot more into the rock, alternative rock. You were saying the beginning was giving a little bit of Lord.
Yeah, there. Very much so.
Very much so, Lord. I agree with that.
Like the rooster in the red dress at midnight.
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
But I do want to say that Discali is now coming to an end. We have one more song left, but I do want to make sure to have enough time there. Max, thank you so much for coming on and helping me out to do this episode.
I had so much fun.
Dominic Fike and Ren for sure.
This was so entertaining.
Yay.
So.
I'm glad. Come back anytime. We're always open.
I'll be next. I'll be back next week.
Oh, we do have actually something planned next week. So maybe the week after.
Dang it.
Love you. But without further ado, we're going to play the last song here for Ren for Short. We have You're the One. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And stick around for Dave Radio Presents, a new episode of The Electric Lunch. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Take me by the hand and turn me on. Love me, don't you think of moving on. Need you like no other, only one. You're the one.
Hey, you're just like me. I don't like that about you. Is it bad to say? I dream about you in a tailored suit, and you're passing me a bouquet. Hey, there's no one like you, and I don't like that about you. It makes me feel away. I dream about us on a constant loop, and you never go away.
You're the one. Take me by the hand and turn me on.
About life, got an appetite for you and only you today. Be so happy to greet you at the door of your room and my lingerie.